Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. And we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kev. Monday through Friday, we work Macatawa Technologies. Saturday, we come in here with the Computer Guys and we'll answer your questions for free for the next half hour.
That's right. It's kind of like being a superhero.
That's
only
right.
Only without the tights.
Yeah, we cruise in here a little sleepy.
A little sleepy. I've been up since 6 o'clock. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, some of us are a little sleepy, but give us a call, 395-1450 is the number here in the studio. The phone lines are open. Give us a call.
Or send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at your computer, you're having a problem, send us an email, and hopefully we can get to it on the show.
Well, Kev, I'm sure the big talk of the week is internet connections. We're down.
It's true. If you had DSL this week, and we're not saying this to slam DSL. As you know, if you listen to us, we like DSL. You know, mm-hmm. We think SBC or now AT&T DSL is a pretty great deal. $12.99 a month, can't go wrong. And one of the customers who was down, we were out there just checking out to verify that it was their DSL that was down. He's like, I've had this for 4 years. He said, this is the first time this has ever happened. So well, I'd say that's pretty good reliability.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to happen eventually.
Yep, and you know, for most people, you're looking at about 24 hours at the max it was down. And even in there, it was intermittent for some customers, so it'd come on for a little while, go out for a little while. But within, I would say, probably 48 hours total, SBC had corrected the issues. Well, unless you're out there listening and you still don't have DSL.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Or you know, probably want to call SBC too or AT&T.
Yeah, let them know.
Let them know. It's pretty important. So, yeah, that was a big deal. Oh, man. It's like, what do you do? It's like not having electricity sometimes.
Well, or your phones. I mean, imagine if your phone goes out. You know, you don't really think about it.
I could live without the phone.
If your cell phone went out?
Yeah, I'd be all right.
No, you say that, but you'd
be all right.
I think that you'd miss your phone more than your internet connection.
Oh, I disagree. Yeah, I mean,
maybe at work. Maybe
at work. At home, I don't even care about my cell phone that much. Got a landline. Yeah, one of those old-fashioned ones.
Went out, too.
Oh, that? All phones went out?
All the phones went out.
You know, I don't even really like the phone that much. It'd probably be a good thing.
I like the phone better than email.
Really?
I bet 25% of the emails I hit reply to, I pick up the phone and call instead.
I think I like email more.
No, it's just, I mean, if it's a two-sentence thing.
It's nice because it's, you know, it's hanging out there and boom, whenever they get to it, they get to it.
It can be ignored.
What if you miss them? Then you got to leave a message or voicemail.
So
then you have play phone tag for about 12 days.
That's what you're doing.
You can't get a hold
of
each other. Well, it's easier because you can actually say something. I don't like leaving my message on the voicemail as much as I like telling the person. But with email, I feel like I can just shoot it out there. When they get to it, they get to it.
Well, more often than not, people will answer the phones though.
Unless they're gone.
Yeah, well, because with email, you have a backspace key where you can go, oh, I didn't want to say that. Let me reword it.
You just have to be a little bit more deliberate in what you say then.
I guess, but I just don't like talking to nobody. Well, I guess that's what my job is here, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's people listening.
Yeah, it's true.
But there's nobody here communicating directly with us.
That's right.
That's what I mean.
Well,
I don't
you can
like
take it back. You just talk backwards, like on a voicemail,
backwards.
And then it'll just negate anything you said previously.
Yeah, okay.
So, back to what we were saying, though, SBC DSL was down. So, if you do have AT&T, SBC, whatever you want to call it, and your internet connection was in and out this week, you weren't the only one. It was all over the Midwest. It was crazy. I don't know what they had.
That's right. And if you
some new intern was pushing buttons.
Probably.
And he pushed the wrong one.
You know, I should have known that was coming because I had a few DSL installation issues the week prior to that. Where AT&T had not done something correctly that they should have done. Something was going wrong there. Somebody's screwing around in there,
yep.
Pulling out plugs, pushing buttons.
So that was the first big issue of the week.
That's right.
The second was people were having all kinds of computer problems this week, mostly related to a patch that Microsoft put out.
That's right.
We talked a little bit about that last week.
We did talk about it last
week. But last week we said that there'd be a new patch Tuesday that would take care of it.
I don't think that happened.
I don't necessarily think it did. If it did, it didn't really work.
No, because we still saw some of those issues.
Yeah. So it's if you've also been having problems with, for instance, if you have a Hewlett Packard printer and your internet connection, or not maybe your internet, your computer started acting a little strange.
Problems looking like you go to type something in your address bar in Internet Explorer and nothing happens. Can't browse to various sites by typing them in address-wise.
Yep, or if you're in Microsoft Word and you do file save as and you try and change the directory where it's saving.
Or if you're just in my computer and you're trying to browse through, you know, all your files, you'll see the system will lock
up or it'll hang.
Just weird things going on there.
Strange things going on.
Yeah, it's a problem with the Share-to-Web service from HP. There's also this firewall, the Curio firewall, but I really doubt you're running that because I've never seen anybody run that. So it's also a problem with that. So if you have that, that could be the issue. But more than not, it's probably the HP Share-to-Web service. Two ways to correct this. You can either go and search for the little patch to fix it, or you can uninstall the Share-to-Web service. You probably don't use it anyways. Now, I don't think I've ever found anybody who has used that pat or that function. HP actually dropped it because nobody used it, and it was kind of clumsy. So go ahead and uninstall that. You can go to your add and remove programs in your control panel to do that.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever met anyone who's used the HP Share to Web.
No, it's kind of pointless. It's one of those things they made to make your life easier in case you were wanting to share to web. But
you know what it was like? Microsoft Briefcase.
Briefcase.
I remember that. Stupid. It was a good briefcase. Idea, though. It was a good idea.
Why don't you just give a little summary of Briefcase?
Well, it would allow you
Windows 98, right?
Yeah, it would allow you to basically take files off your computer and sync them the next time you came back.
Yeah. But nobody really used it.
No. Nobody understood really how it worked. So, I didn't even know how it worked, right?
I just saw it there, and I think I tried to put files in saying, hey, this is a good place to put files, and nothing worked right, so.
Yeah, Microsoft Briefcase. Remember Microsoft Bob?
I do remember briefly.
He was on Windows 95.
I do remember that.
And it was like this whole different interface, graphical interface.
It was not on all versions of 95. That was only on the last.
Well, no, I think build. It was an option. It was kind of like an add-on.
Oh.
And you could get, what did it have? It looked like it. There were different things. Like it could be your whole screen was like a room. And you click on the desk. And then you would type a Word document, or you'd click on the library bookshelf to retrieve your documents.
Ooh.
They kind of made your computer feel more like, you know, it was like you could be, it could be a lot more customized. It was a really interesting concept or take on the interface of a computer, because it's, you know, the interface of a computer is kind of, when you look at a computer, you realize it really was designed by an engineer,
mm-hmm.
not by just an average person. Necessarily.
Very true.
You know, because, I mean, when you think of the whole file structure and everything else of a computer. Yep.
And, you know, it makes sense after you use it for a while, but right up front, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, I guess if they had to take 100 people and put them in a room and they all talked about what a computer would look like, it would be probably a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it's like that joke we had a couple weeks ago. How do I shut down? Click on start.
Exactly.
That's the one thing I've never
understood. A little bit of an oxymoron.
Well, yeah, why just not get rid of start and just call it Windows?
It's a great place to start.
They don't ask us these things, Kev.
That's right, because they don't care. They're not going to change. Hey, Dave, I got something for you here. 007's agency is seeking security geeks. MI6,
yeah, I heard about
intelligence
this.
Agency
British,
for
though.
Overseas operation is looking to recruit IT and technology experts to gather data and spy on computers in other countries. This job ad ran in the Thursday's issue of the Times newspaper as part of the organization's latest public recruitment drive. So they are looking for security professionals and people with interception qualifications. Software, network, and communications workers will be required to carry out jobs such as testing other people's security to see if you can break into it, and day-to-day running of IT. Ooh, they have a website here. I'm going to go check.
What is it? Do you want to be jamesbond.com?
Oh, no, it says, it's linked up. Is this actually going to take me to their website or just another news article? It kind of looks like another news article. It's kind of disappointing.
Well, anyway, you have to be British. I looked into that. I came out, I read about that maybe a month or so ago.
You were thinking about switching careers?
Well, you know, I thought, oh, I could move to London, become a special agent.
That would be pretty fun.
Dave Steenwijk. Actually, I'm sure they have a lot of agents by now, so it'd be more like 997.
Oh, they're probably over the thousands. Maybe you could be a thousand.
Were people as qualified as I am?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Oh, I don't know.
People like you, dime a dozen.
But anyway, I did look into it. And you have to, if you're not British born, you have to be living there for a long time, and it's blah, blah, blah. So it was more work than I wanted to put into it.
Yep. Oh, the whole being British thing.
But for the 2 minutes I looked into it, it was kind of a fun little fantasy to think about.
That would be fun.
Give us a call, 395-1450. Phone lines are open here. Well, a phone line anyway. I've got a bunch of news story here, Kev, but I don't know if any of them are really any good here. I was kind of looking through them. Oh, there's a lawsuit claiming the NSA can monitor internet traffic in the United States.
They do it anyways. You know, the NSA, they do whatever they want, regardless of what the news tells us. NSA is out there. They are watching. They're probably listening to the computer guys right now.
They probably have us on podcast.
I can only hope.
Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines here. Good morning, Chuck. You're on with the computer guys.
Hi. Yeah, I have an HP Pavilion.
Okay.
XT936. I know I got it maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And after I turn it on, and after it's been running just for, you know, a few minutes, it starts making a like high-pitched noise. And I can smell, you know, it smells kind of like an electrical.
Mm-hmm.
Something's burning.
Sure.
And it kind of gets louder and louder. I'm wondering what that might be.
And does it stay constant then as long as your system's on? Or does it kind of go in and out?
At first it comes and goes, but then it gets more constant.
My guess, what do you think, Kev? Either a power supply or the kids put something in the computer?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's either going to be, it's probably one of the fans in your system is probably having some trouble spinning. Hmm. And, those tend to just get worse. They get clogged up with dust.
Okay.
And then they eventually just stop. And it's something you're going to want to have looked at sooner as opposed to later, because that eventually it'll cause whatever it is to overheat. And that'll be the end of that part. It's either that or it could be a power supply, because sometimes the capacitors in a power supply or even on the motherboard will start making sort of a whining noise. But I'm guessing it's probably more likely that it's the fan.
Okay. You say that there's like an electrical smell, like a burning smell coming out of it or anything?
Yeah. It's quite noticeable.
It could be the fan and the power supply. Because that would start getting hot, and then you'd start smelling all of those components. So
that's what my guess is.
Yeah.
If you can smell it, because the power supply is really what gets, well, other than the processor, gets really hot.
Okay.
So it's definitely something to have looked at, because the fan can be replaced as long as the power supply is still in working order. Otherwise, the whole power supply needs to be replaced.
Okay.
Either way, it's something you're, how old is the computer? You said 5 or 6 years?
Right.
Yeah, is there important data on the hard drive, too, that in case it was the hard drive that if you lost that you'd be pretty upset about? Pictures or anything like that?
Yeah, there are pictures.
Okay. It might not be a bad idea before you even do anything, just to do some backups onto CDs, then, if you could. Just to get the really important stuff off of there, just in case it is the hard drive. Although, if it smells funny, it's probably not a hard drive. But it wouldn't be a bad idea regardless.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Sounds good. Thanks for your call.
Good luck there, Chuck.
Bye.
Or could be a Lego man stuffed in the power supply.
Could be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a CD-ROM drive. You know, any one of those things.
And that's what the smell would be, because the CD drive is just like stuck open an inch, and the motors are spinning trying to close it.
It's heating up that peanut butter, and oh, man, it kind of makes me hungry.
I didn't eat breakfast yet.
I didn't either.
Talk about peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You know what I want? I want an enormous omelet sandwich.
Hey, you've been working on the roof. You should be able to go get one, Kim.
I've worked it off.
Yeah. I'm sure by now you have.
Maybe. We'll see. Well, maybe I'll treat myself to that. I don't know.
Let's go to the next.
French toast sandwich. That new French toast sandwich from Burger King. I want to try that.
There you go. I think you know where you're going after the
right.
show. Let's take this next call. Good morning, Ron. You're on with the computer, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, Ron?
Yeah. Hey, you're talking to the one gentleman that just called about a possible noise coming out of his computer and it being possibly a fan. You know, I was wondering if you could elaborate to people on the cleaning and maintenance in and around their computer. Now, I've had this happen to me, being new with computers. I wondered, I was getting a buzzing noise, and it would start a real week, then it'd pick up a little. Well, neighbor came over and told me what it was. If you've got your computer tucked away, your tower, and it's between a computer desk, some boxes or whatever, and you got a lot of dust in your house, or you don't tend to clean in that area as much as you do the rest of the house, you get a lot of dust that gets sucked into there.
Oh, you'd be amazed how much dust can get in there. Yeah.
Or if you have a cat.
If you got a cat or a dog, anything that sheds, you get a lot of dust bunnies, and they do trap around the fans in there and everything. And you smell the burning if it's that bad.
Yeah. Well,
maybe you could talk to people about that, you know, how to maybe open it up, but first unplug it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it's good policy.
Be very careful when they do it.
A lot of that can be minimized by just getting the computer off of the carpet or off
right.
of the floor.
Even 5-6 inches.
Yep, if you had like a little stand to put it on.
Right. A lot of people tuck them away because they got a lot of stuff in that area for businesses or even home stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Get away alongside something and don't have the air to breathe.
Yep, that's circulate. Important too.
Yeah. So, you know, being new, I thought maybe if you elaborate
sure.
on that and
sure, yeah, the best.
Open it up.
Yeah, definitely. The best thing to do, of course, is to occasionally vacuum your computer outside first. Anytime you see little holes, that's where usually dust gets trapped. So on the front and the back, you're going to just want to get in there with just a regular vacuum.
It's a good idea to turn off the computer first.
Yep.
Unplug the power from the back and then push the power button on the front.
Yeah, I mean, if you're working on the outside, that's not quite as critical. But one thing you can do, too, is unplug all the plugs and vacuum in all the little holes that they go into because dust gets trapped in there. So, you know, and run the vacuum across the CD-ROM drive, the floppy drive opening if you have it. Dust gets packed in there because computers typically operate with sort of a vacuum system. So air is always moving out of the case, which means dust gets drawn into it.
Right.
And it clogs all those holes. And the next thing you can do is, with the power off, again, push the power button so it takes all the power out of the board and the capacitors and everything. Pop off the side cover and gently vacuum the inside. You're going to want to be really careful here, not pushing on any parts or anything, so just really lightly vacuum it.
Most of the dust will be on the bottom, too.
Yeah, it'll just be balled up there. Sometimes it's going to be in and around the processor. You can vacuum that very lightly as long as you don't push too hard. The other thing you could do is take a Q-tip and sort of loosen some of the dust and then vacuum it, which works pretty well. Or you can do the compressed air. The only downside to that is it makes dust shoot all over. So if you wanted to take it outside and do that, you could do that as well.
Yeah, when you do the vacuuming, make sure you use the bristle brush end attachment with your vacuum hose and not just regular hard plastic end. You want to be able to dust in there real soft. So, hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Have a good one, Ron. Yep, you'd be amazed at the amount of, you know, I think people with cats.
Oh, cats computers. Are worse. It's the short hairs yeah. that oh. just get in there. He had a laptop in that was just jammed full of cat hair, and it was overheating.
Well, remember we had a couple of those computers a long time, desktops.
Ugh. They look like they had cats inside.
If you smoke and you have a cat, and your computer is probably going to be pretty disgusting inside.
Yep, it's true. Smoke tends to do bad things, too. It makes dust, like, stick
yeah.
to your computer, so it doesn't even come off with a vacuum.
Let's go ahead and take this next one. Good morning, Glenn. You're on with the computer guys.
I've had the problem of I have a dial-up service, and oftentimes, right about the time you think you're getting to the page you want to get to, I get kicked off and have to redial. And I'm wondering if that's more likely in my computer or if that's part of a problem of an internet provider.
Has this happened for a long time or is it something new that's just started?
It's been going on for a long time.
It's been happening for a while. Do you live in a part of Holland where the phone lines might be a little bit older? Or do you live in a new development?
I live in Waukesha Woods.
It could be.
there's a lot of people used to have a lot of problems where if their phone lines were not necessarily the really old, but I mean just older phone lines, they'd have a lot of problems where it would be disconnecting. The wind would blow, and
it has to do. I mean, it could be some settings in your computer. There's some auto disconnect settings. Do you find that it happens at any certain time if you run a certain program, or just at random?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, it's right about the time I think the next click is going to get me the page.
Yeah. Then it's probably. I mean, it could be a couple different things. It could be noisy lines for one, and it also could be your modem. Certain modems handle noise better than other modems, and typically the newer the modem, the worse it does. The old modems were actually probably better, unless you have a really, really good quality one. And sometimes updating your modem driver can help with that issue, and that's something you'd want to do by going to your computer manufacturer's website.
Okay.
What kind of computer do you have?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
you know, Kev,
I've got Windows XP as far as a program. But.
Yeah, it's something that you'd have to go and find out who made the modem and then go track down the newest driver, which is that little piece of software that controls it. That can alleviate some disconnection issues. Otherwise, it can do, more with the quality of the lines. When you're talking on the phone, do you hear static ever?
No.
You don't?
You know, the easiest thing to test here, Kev, is if you were to bring it into like a shop like ours, what we could do is we can test it from ours, and if it disconnects there, then you know it's a motor problem. If it doesn't disconnect at all, then you know it's a problem with the phone lines. That's going to be the easiest way to test it, I think.
Okay. Yeah, so, some evenings I can, you know, not have a problem, and other times I can get kicked off 2-3 times in one night, you know, and that's within an hour.
Yeah, that's frustrating, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Especially when it took you 15 minutes to try to find what you're looking for.
That's right. You know what? Well, DSL's probably available in your area. If you just want to throw the whole dial-up out the window, you can get DSL.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
now, you don't think with DSL that I would have that same problem then?
I would seriously doubt it, because if they can get that signal to you, it's usually pretty reliable.
Okay.
And over there in Wakazoo Woods, it's not a problem to get DSL.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Glenn.
And hey, at $12.99 a month, probably about the same as you're paying for dial-up. So it's a pretty good deal. And it also comes with a free dial-up account if you want to use that.
Yeah.
It's nice when you're traveling, but at home, you can use it as a backup connection.
Or if you happen to summer.
What?
Well, I just think that I just was looking for that. I've always wanted to say that when people...
Summer?
What do they say? What is it when...
Summering
in. Show. Yeah, that's what it is, Kev. There you go.
We will be summering in.
We will be summering in. Yep. I like it. It just sounds funny.
I will be summering in my winter house, and my fall house, and my spring house.
That's right. Isn't that the truth? we got a few minutes left in the show here. 395-1450. Check the computer guy's account here. Oh, look at that, Kev. We won the lotto again.
Oh, man. This is great.
What are you going to spend your money on?
I'm going to Disney World.
Ooh, you know what? My brother's going to be there in a week.
I know.
Well,
exciting.
A week and a day.
Week and a day. That's right. It's big time.
Yep.
So if you don't know, Dave's brother's getting married in a week.
Next Saturday.
Actually, it's a week today then, yeah.
Yep, next Saturday.
So that's exciting.
Yeah,
he's going to Disney World.
And he's going to Disney World.
He's going to Disney World. He loves it. It's awesome.
It is a fun place. There was an awesome show on the History Channel called Modern Marvels. It's
I like that show.
It's a good show. And they were talking about Disney World, about how everything at Disney World's all underground and everything, how they built it. It was really cool. Mm. So anyway, let's go to the phone lines here. Good morning, Nancy. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about DSL.
Sure.
You know, I live on Beeline Road, and I can't even get to DSL. They got it 5 miles or even 4 miles from me, but they say the way they lay the DSL lines or something like that, sometimes they go around railroad tracks, and sometimes they said it depends on your location, too.
Yep, it does, because you have to be, I think, 18,000, well, is it 18 or 15, I think it's 18 or 15,000 feet from the nearest SBC
terminal.
Terminal, basically.
Yeah, and I live just on the outside of the mall, West Shore and Manufacturers Marketplace. I was just on the other side of it, and I can't get it.
Yeah, they're always expanding their loop, though. So,
what do you think that'd be before I could get it? Because I got dial up, too, and I don't care for it.
That's a hard thing to guesstimate is how long it will be. Because they
wait, you said you live on Beeline behind...
Beeline Road. Yes, right near North Holland Cemetery.
Yeah, I would think you should be able to get it there.
I called the phone company. They says, nope, you can't get it yet.
How long ago did you call?
Oh, maybe about 6 months, and they said I'd try back in 2 years.
Oh. So I don't know. I would have a hard time.
And you do have SBC for your phone company?
Yeah, I got TDS right now, okay? And I called TDS, too. And they checked with Meritech, and they says no, they can't
okay.
get it yet.
So neither company can get it to you?
No.
Well, there's always cable.
Yep.
It's more expensive.
I know
but
it is. Yeah.
At least twice the cost when it averages out.
Oh, I think it is. Okay, I just want to tell you that you can't get it in all parts of... I know probably in Waukesha Woods you probably could get it. But.
Yeah, the farther out you live, usually the harder it is to get it, so...
Yeah, because my daughter, my niece lives on Wood, and she's got it. That's right near Waukesha Woods, too.
Okay.
So they got it. I know that. So.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Thanks,
goodbye.
Nancy.
Yeah, and they make a little tool on their website where if you punch in your phone number, this only works if you have SBC or AT&T for your local phone service, but they can tell you whether it's available for you or not by punching in your phone number. So it's kind of convenient.
I still have a hard time believing, though, that that area where she was talking, it's not available.
There are some holes. I mean, it's always worth checking back again, but...
She must be right near the edge, though.
She could be. Could be. Maybe it's going to head out that way soon. Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Well, Kev...
Oh,
8:59.
Oh, there it is. There's that sound again.
The dance music.
That's right. So get up, get out of your seats, and dance around.
Dancing. That's right. Well, it's been another half hour, but we'll be back next week.
That's right. And if we weren't able to take your call this week, give us a call during the week. Our office phone number is 394-4940. And we are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. Well, thanks to all our callers and all our listeners today. We'll look forward to being back here next week. Thanks again and have a great week.
For listening to another hour of the Holland area's news and information station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.